All came single, all got married. I'm not saying self make it happen, okay? But I'm just saying, okay? It happened, okay? It happened. Yeah? And nine denominations, 11 of them, but they were committed. We had the Catholic, we had the Church of God, we had the Methodist, we had the CNI, we had GMI, we had New Life, we had New Frontiers. Name it, it was all there. And every Friday, 9 o'clock I used to go, 9 to 9:30. And when you begin, no location, God will decide and give you. You know, my heart was 7 years ago when Cafe Coffee Day came into this country, into this state, into this city, Mumbai city first. I said, Lord, lot can happen over coffee. Christ can happen over coffee. So I wanted to start one cell-in thing, and I started praying. And you know, every time I used to go to Vikroli and pray. Initially, when we started the cell, they said, from now on, the coffee shop will only open at 10 o'clock. So that one particular Friday I went, I didn't know. Then I called Rajiv. I said, Rajiv, what to do? All have come. What to do now? So Rajiv said, you're the car, right? Let them all sit inside. You stand. Anyway, you'll be right exactly on the height of the car. Just speak to them. That's okay. So I did that and they went. And but because we obeyed, from the following 15th day, Cafe Coffee Day came with the new rule that all those areas of Vikroli, wherever there was work destinations, they started opening it at 8 o'clock with breakfast. Wow. They didn't do it because of breakfast. They did because God knew we were going. The location was decided for us. But when you go to the locations, I want to encourage you that don't misbehave. Every Friday I went, I bought coffee, whether I liked it or not. How can I use premise in Bombay and not buy coffee? It's cost, correct? And initially I used to tell him, hey, lower the volume of the music, no? After 5-6 weeks, he'll only shut the music as soon as he used to see me on a Friday. I never used to tell him. And remember, with my personality, if I can learn to be like this, many of you here have much more grace than me. Because basically when I stand, also people feel intimidated for no reason. Okay? So they tell me, Jaya, you look like you're very rude. I haven't even said a word. So if God can find me such amount of favor, God will find you more favor. So don't get bothered about where, when, all. I'll share with you where you can do also. Okay? Unity, maintain in the group all the time. Move on. And remember, treat it as a separate entity. It is not a part of your church. It is not a part of your organization. It is a part of God's kingdom. What did Anand share? Thy kingdom come here on earth as it is in heaven. It's that entity. So treat it with a lot of purity and holiness. Pray like you've never prayed before. Make sure that every day you go before the Lord and lay your expectations on behalf of these people. It is not about the numbers increasing in the cell. It is about God establishing that cell and His kingdom in your workplaces. Okay? And it's not about saying, man, in my cell, did these guys become big? Did they get promotions? No. Even if they get demoted, still they come for your cell. Despite what Anand spoke, despite all brokenness, would people continue? So you got a little hang of the cell? Yeah? Any questions till now? One question I can take. Let's move on. Yeah. What happens in this cell? I'll give you a quick knick-knack of what happens. Yeah. Initially in this cell, when I had all non-Christians, in cells where I had some Christians, where I didn't have all non-Christians, it's basic sharing. Allow people to share their areas of struggle, their areas of concern. They will speak. Don't say, man, today we are going to have the message on integrity at workplace. He'll say, hello, the whole day my head has hurt watching that computer. I don't want to listen to another Gyan session. I just want somebody to listen to me because I've been made to listen to everybody through the day. So you're most often a listener in the beginning. As they share, you know, you'll get opportunities, especially if you do it over coffee, when the coffee is nice and hot and as aromatic as it is, it's good to spend money in God's kingdom. Okay? If you want good results. I'm not sharing that it's proportionate, but it's good. It's good. And as you do it, you know, people invariably share their concerns, cares, their issues of, you know, hey, my... Usually people will say, you know, it's just bad at home. And coming back to you, we don't have to ask, what is at home problem? Something is bad. But at the end of it, continuously your mind should be focused, you know what, saying, Lord, give me today this bakra to pray with. please, 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 please. The only time I can do this, I want to pray with them. Okay, make sure that should be your heart. The heart should be one of Jesus. When Jesus met the woman at the well, he didn't say, liar, liar, you said everything wrong. He said, oh, you said it truly, you don't have a husband. How well you said it. What a conversation dialogue. If we can imitate that, believe me, every week before I went to cells, I read that passage. I said, Lord, teach me conversation skills all the time. It really, really helps, okay? And then what you do is, of course, about praying, I've told you, praying I can teach an entire 5 days, okay? Because all that happens in the marketplace is praying. You have to pray like you've never prayed before. One thing will happen in your job satisfaction, that you will start praying and your satisfaction as a spiritual being will improve. If nothing. Because you have to really pray with the heart, okay? And also at the end of it, God will build a situation where you can dare to share and say, you know something? This is my testimony. This is what God did to me in my life. And I just want to leave it to you to think about it. Never throw an altar call in a cell. It will be altered after that, totally. Be very careful, sensitive. Nobody likes it. Because remember one thing, when decisions happen in our workplaces, everybody says, can I go and think back about it? Isn't that the usual response? And you're probably telling me, Jaya, why we have to follow management techniques? I feel discretion is better than valor. It's not about management techniques or not. Give them their time. Move on. Yeah, put all of it together. You can do it in a cafe, you can do it in a business center, in a coffee house, in a restaurant. At a home, the last one I put, because some of you probably will say, I'm single, I'm not from Bombay, I'm from here. So I've given you all the other options. And at home at last. And the place, like for example, one example I'll take, if you decide to do in a coffee shop, start prayer walking 1 month before. Don't start the cell. Prayer walk. Say, Lord, is this the place you want me to do? Is this the place you want me to come? Which is the chair I have to sit? Which is the table I have to use? How strategically you want me to be placed? Ask the Lord to help you. And you may think, Jaya, how does that happen? Believe me, when God showed me, nobody ever occupied those chairs on Fridays. We always got that. So whenever anybody is coming, they know that chair in that corner, those 8 chairs, we will be there. So start praying. And I also wrote in this, which you may not agree, one of the things I believe that God can really help us to do, if we are really bold, and God builds us cells in pubs also, which is a very international thing now. And God is changing so many pubs into Christian places of worship. God will enable us today, especially with the number of... Now one of the places, be aware of your signs of times. What is some of the things which is coming up in your area? In Pawai, spas are a big thing. In your area, what is the big thing coming up? Be on the lookout. Say, Lord, are these the places you want me to go so? Is it near my workplace? And you just imagine, you say, hey, today we are going for a foot massage. And 6 of you go for a foot massage. See, I'm a little radical. I'm not saying all of you do that. Please, okay? But if you go for a foot massage and the 6 chairs are occupied just by you with nobody interfering, you have all the time to share. When I went to Chennai, when I was doing my CEO coaching last month, one of the things I did is, I said, Lord, okay, we paid lots of money for the CEO coaching and all, but I have to give the gospel to everybody now. Come on, find me a way. So all the women wanted to go shopping. I said, okay, y'all want to go shopping? No, I'll arrange for a car. Okay? So we arrange for a car, so because I arrange for the car, then any number of people can come. Otherwise they'll say, oh, you know, only 2 people are going, we only want this car. I said, we are arranging for it, anyone, whoever wants to come, come. So 6 of them landed up coming, and then all through our journey of traffic in Chennai, with little shopping, God gave me the opening for me to share the full gospel with all the women. You know, you have to be intentional also. I want to encourage you. Be intentional. Use every opportunity that you get. Okay? Fine. What do we do in this cell? Yeah, move. Roughly, I'm not saying this is the order. Usually all our cells which we did, Anand's cell is a little longer because they have a good place. They have people who are timely. We are in the kind of workplace that we did. It's 30 minutes. 5 minutes just chit-chatting and sharing. Okay? Fine. 15 minutes facilitating from the word. What is the difference between teaching and facilitation? What Anand did this morning was facilitation. What he got into in the end was teaching. I'm running through the slides. Come on now. Okay? Over. Finish. Got it? Whether you got it or not? Fair. Okay, so I want to encourage you, facilitate. Don't appear there, no, I've been there, I've done that, I know it. You have any questions now? That's all, that'll be the end of the sermon. You have to build relationship. Be there broken. They also know something. They can read English. Yeah, you know the Bible, they don't know. But they know Bhagavad Gita also. They know their Quran. Okay, and if somebody wants to talk in your cell about Quran, allow them to speak. Yeah, like that you will learn about Quran, I'm telling you. Not all the time. Once in a way I've tried that and it's helped. You know, one of the icebreakers we've had is each one to share their religious books. And then I said, now you all have all shared. That's the first time I was going to teach from the Bible. All the general stuff was over now, over 12 weeks. So everybody shared from Quran, Bhagavad Gita, what's the Parsi book? Zoroastrianism, what is that book? I can't remember. What's that? And that, what you heard, Emmanuel, okay? Only in school I wrote for general knowledge that. That's okay. And all that was over. Then I said, okay, now I want to share from the Bible. But we don't have, but I know by memory I'm going to share. That's where we started our Bible, the first time. Move on. 10 minutes open discussion after you have facilitated some teaching. And last 5 minutes, prayer and closing. Please pray sensitively with your eyes open only. Okay? When the places where you're doing get used to you, then you can start closing eyes. But you don't close eyes, let everybody else close. Because you have to be aware. We don't know what's going to happen. Always be aware of your surroundings. You just can't take it for granted. God's protection is there. I trust in God totally. But discernment is also there. Okay? So that's the typical way we run cells. And yes. In your cell, I want to encourage in your paradigm. Don't preach, coach. Okay? Don't. I want to share 1 second on this. Don't say, no, you cannot do this, you cannot write wrong vouchers, you cannot use office stationery. No, coach them, tell them, hey, what happens if you put all your fuel bills in order? Anyway, there's a reimbursement. Anyway, we are getting increments every year. How about just trying it for 1 year and see if your finances multiply? Nobody has ever spoken to them because it's an accepted standard to do what everybody does. Don't come across to them you are self-righteous. Come across to them saying, I have tried, I have tasted, I found this is good. Would you like to try? Offer the a la carte. Let them choose. You know what is an a la carte, right? You get the menu card in the restaurant. Yeah? Hey, please forgive me because I did 11 years of food and beverage. So a lot of my language is that, okay? So offer them the a la carte. Let them pick what they want. And don't get upset. How many times I've told this, Stanley, never changes. Don't get upset. Let God play God. Your job is to tell Stanley. Beyond that, it's his problem whether he wants to change or not. And don't also go and squeeze up your relationship with them saying, from now on I'm going to keep a distance. No, when the pain is more, remain closer. When it's all good times, it's okay for you not to say hi. When the pain is more, remain closer. I want to encourage you, when they're going through real trauma at work, remain with them. Now move on. And teaching facilitate, we've given you the example, then don't, make it like sound like a sermon. You know, be sensitive to their need. Just be sensitive to their need and ensure that it's strengthening. They look forward saying, hey Jaya, next Wednesday, 11 o'clock, right? We are going to come 1 hour early for the cell. How beautiful it will be. How beautiful. With that, I'm going to stop and I'm going to ask Anand to share about the Nariman Point cell. Please, Anand.
The needs of believers in a workplace and the needs of people who do not know Christ in the workplace are very similar. Both us who know and believe and follow Christ and they who do not know and do not believe and do not follow Christ face similar struggles, face similar challenges, same work pressures, same work issues. So there is same work-life balance issues, right? They face a lot of very similar problems. So there is a certain common ground when you speak to them. So that's been one learning for us at Nariman Point. The second is, we do need to speak the gospel. But we have to learn to speak it in their language. A lot of things mean the world to us. When I say Jesus died on the cross for me, it means so much. It'll bring me to tears. It'll bring you to tears. But that's not their language. Praise the Lord is our language. Praise the Lord is not their language. Amen is our language. Yes, I agree to that, is their language. I think if we speak our language, we will exclude them. You know, they'll get a sense that we are a group and they are not part of that group. So it's extremely difficult. When one of the things we tried to do, and as more people come, then we may not have to do that, is during worship, one of the most difficult things is to keep your eyes open. Very difficult, but I think that's just being other sensitive. Because imagine you're an unbeliever, you're coming for the first time, and you come, you know, maybe 5 minutes late, and for the next 15 minutes, everybody has their eyes closed and they're looking at God. You wonder, you know, what is it? Either they are freaks, or they see something with, I don't see it. I know it, they feel, and the workplace people want to perform. As much as we who are in the workplace, we struggle with the need to perform, they want to be seen as good, they want to be seen as understanding everything, so they may not. So in everything, I think this is extremely difficult. You know, after 2.5 years in Nariman Point, all of us are still learning, struggling, is to speak the gospel in their language. You have to go beneath the motives, and we can't speak it superficially, we can't speak it the way we understand it. So it's a big challenge, it's a learning process. So that's a second tip I'd like to share. The third thing is, most of these sharing, teaching, deal with workplace issues. Don't start with saying how to lead a holy life. Right? Workplace issues, workplace problems, deal, engage, get people to share, and find meaningful, imaginative, contextual ways to apply Christ. You have to find ways to apply Christ, and the Holy Spirit will enable us. So the conversation, start with workplace issues, let the conversation go, let people share it. It's good to be interactive, people need to interact, and then you apply Christ to that situation. And the last point I want to make is on prayer. I enjoy my time with God, but I'm someone who's always struggled with praying. I can't pray with lists. I love my time, you know, I'm absolutely diligent about my time with God. I love to worship, I love to speak to God, but praying with lists is something that I'm still learning. Praying for 25 different things I want to do, something now. And I've come to realize to this one thing, and I'll leave you with this thought on prayer. Prayer is proof of my dependence on God. For people like us in the marketplace, I think this is so very important, because we do first, and then if it doesn't work, we pray. Prayer, I've come to learn, and this is something that I'm learning to apply in my life. It's been one of my most significant learnings in the last few months, is prayer is proof of my dependence on God. If I'm praying for something, it's proof I'm depending on God. If I am not praying for something, it's proof that I'm doing it on my strength and out of my desires, out of my plans, out of my desire to build my kingdom. It has nothing to do with God. Right? Pride and fear, both of them kick in. So prayer is proof of my dependence on God. So that's essentially, I wanted to add to some of the tips. I believe, and this has been a desire, some of us have been praying about it, I believe some of these cells can grow into churches. Into churches that are very different. Different wine for different wineskin. I believe these can go into churches. I also believe that the next generation of church planters are going to come from within TCS, from within Infosys, from within Accenture, from within HSBC, because these are the mission fields.